The other patients were a pretty square and sorry lot. Not another junkie in the place. The only patient in my ward who knew the score was a drunk who came in with a broken jaw and other injuries of the face. He told me all the public hospitals turned him away. At charity, they told him, "Get out of here, you're dripping blood all over the floor." So he came to this sanitarium where he had been before, and they knew he was good for the bill. The others were a beat-nowhere bunch of people, the type psychiatrists like, the type Dr. Fredericks could impress. There was a thin, pale little man with bloodless, almost transparent flesh. He looked like a cold and enfeebled lizard. This character complained of nerves and spent most of the day wandering up and down the hall saying, "Lord, Lord, I don't even feel like a human." He did not have the concentration of energy necessary to hold himself together, and his organism was always on the point of disintegrating into its component parts. Most of the patients were old. They looked at you with the puzzled, resentful, stupid look of a moribund cow. A few never left their rooms. One young schizophrenic had both hands fastened in front with a bandage so he could not bother the other patients. A depressing place and depressing people. I was feeling the shots less all the time, and after 8 days I began to pass them up. When I had passed the shots for 24 hours, I decided it was time to leave. My wife went to see Dr. Fredericks and caught him in the hall outside his office. He said I should stay 4 or 5 days longer. "He doesn't know it yet," the doctor said, "but his shots are stopped from now on." "He's already passed up the shots for 24 hours, my wife told him. The doctor got very red in the face. When he could talk, he said, "Anyway, he might develop withdrawal symptoms." "It isn't likely after 10 days, is it?" "He might," said the doctor, and walked away before she could say anything else. "To hell with him," I told her. "We don't need his testimony. Tig wants to use his own doctor as a witness to my condition. No telling what this jerk might say on the stand." Dr. Fredericks had to sign my discharge from the hospital. He stayed in his office, and a nurse took the paper in so he could sign it. Of course, he wrote, "Against medical advice," on the discharge.